Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Looking forward to the weekend. Thursday was Thursday. Today is Friday.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Okay, Friday night, Bills and Ravens coming up in less than 2 days. Most exciting game, most eagerly anticipated game out there since, apart from whatever special occasions or ceremonies might have happened along the way, that's their own, they're in their own category. I will say got to be a playoff game, right? Like, I can't go just tell me. I can't go back before Jacksonville in 96, right? That would not. Jacksonville at 96 is at least the answer.
Yeah.
It's the playoffs.
Yeah.
We did take that game pretty lightly, though.
Yeah. It was blacked out. And it was just assumed that they wouldn't lose it because it was a home game and the Bills didn't lose at home in the playoffs. It's just not, it's not a thing that happened. So there was sort of a, really the opposite of what's going on now. Like, I still think even though they beat Dallas on Thursday, I would think there's still a lot of fans that are, okay, just don't embarrass me. Like, you know, like most of the country is going to see this game. There's a lot of attention on the Bills because of how the Dallas game went. And, of course, you're playing Baltimore, who, you know, a lot of people would say is the best team in the league. If they're not the best, they're certainly among them. The MVP favorite is their quarterback. So there's a lot of attention on the game. So it, in a certain way, like, I want to say it's, it feels bigger than the Jacksonville playoff game, but I mean, it was a home playoff game, you know, mm-hmm. I don't want to be so desensitized to what that should mean to say that this game feels larger than that, but I don't know. We were kind of bored by how good the Bills were then. I'm just going to say that. Okay. I mean, it was a couple of years removed from going to the Super Bowl four times in a row, but it was still this era of dominance that we, you know, lived through since really 88. So, you know, we kind of had a pretty easy time leading up to that game, I think. It was Jacksonville. Pfft, come on.
A they were new to the league.
A team that's been in the league for 5 minutes is going to come in here and beat me in the playoffs? I mean, get the hell out of here.
No one had ever beaten the Bills
right
in the playoffs here.
Right. So,
still, I guess the only loss because it's the last game that was here.
In a certain way, like, this game is, feels very large, and it is, and it almost to me has the opposite feeling, which is like, I don't know how good am I, you know. I think back in '96, a lot of us, I would say me included, were kind of taking for granted how good the Bills were because Jim Kelly, Bruce Smith, Andre, and Thurman were all still on the team, and like, we're just going to kill Jacksonville. So, a little bit like the Sabres in 07 as opposed to 06.
I do remember, I probably told you this before, driving from Rochester to the stadium the week before. Kansas City at the Bills the week before. The winner was going to the playoffs, the loser wasn't. I remember a few things about that day. Jim Kelly, we found out after the game, was sick. Like, the same guys kind of run the press conference, the same media guys. And I don't know, sometimes, like, I feel like their questions don't result in anything. that day. I sort of, you wait for those guys to go, and it seemed like, to me, the story of that game was that the Bills ran the no-huddle offense, and they had not been doing that. So Marv Levy was at the podium, and I waited my turn, even though there was really not turns. And I said, why did you do that? And I liked how that went, because he said, I'll tell you why we did that. Like, he was glad to get that question. He said, Kelly was really sick, and we didn't know that. Kelly was really sick, and I wanted to, hopefully it was true, I wanted to get him into, you know, into the rhythm and sort of bring that back because of that. That's what Marv said. And so I was excited about that. That's Tony Klein. I think it was maybe that game, saying he liked hearing the word stoked in a question.
Right, right.
Or it was around
you,
that time.
You mentioned that yesterday, yeah.
And also from that day, it was driving to the stadium. This is, again, the last game of the regular season that year before Jacksonville. Driving to the stadium, and with a couple other guys I was riding with, listening to sports talk on the radio, and Bob Trumpy was on. And now here are the Bills, who had been to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row, missed 1 year, and then back in the playoffs, won a game in 95. Like, they were a staple. Even in the last 2 years, the 80s, they were in the playoffs. Like, they were a staple. And it's the Chiefs, right? It's like a team that's also been in the playoffs a lot, Schottenheimer. And he says, I know that Jacksonville's brand new, but I'm telling you, whoever wins this game and makes the playoffs will be the worst team in the playoffs.
Mm.
Like, wow, really? And I don't know.
Yep.
I mean, they went right out.
And Jacksonville ended up going to the championship game against New England.
That's right. Jacksonville beat Denver.
Right.
They were probably a bigger underdog there, like
for
beating
sure.
Denver.
No.
And then won it. All right, let's get to picks.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
All right, what's the score?
I am still up by six. We both won 3-2.
3-2.
Yeah.
Continuing to bang out winning weeks. These guys.
Yeah.
These guys continue to bang out winning weeks. 3-2. I mean, you could buy a private island.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, you're fat.
You only need
you're fat, F-A-T or P-H-A-T. Either one. Whichever one's cooler with the kids is what you are if you're taking my advice.
You only need what, 55%? This is 60%. This is twice as good as what you need.
Right.
3-2. Imagine what 2-1 would be. Holy cow. That's even better living, 2-1. But we do 5. All right, 6 games behind. I mean, I'm probably almost dead here. Why don't you go first? That's how it works.
Sure, that
leader
is how
goes
it works.
First.
Yeah. You have been behind by around this much late in the year before. In fact, 1 year in the playoffs, and I think I won like one playoff game or something 1 year. Giants beating Green Bay in Green Bay in the snow. The year they won the Super Bowl, maybe that was that 7 or 11? I can't remember what
they
year
did it in 2007.
Okay,
and they also beat them another time. Maybe that was 2011.
Yeah.
They
okay.
did it. Might have done it both years.
Right. I just
Favre and Rodgers.
There was 1 year there where I know that was a part of my just getting my head caved in the playoffs, and I coughed up a lead. Anyways, well, here are the picks. I will go with the Saints -2.5 hosting the 49ers. I think the Saints are good on both sides of the ball. Kamara's healthy and looking good. And I'm not ready to trust Garoppolo in this big a spot on the road. So we'll see. I mean, they're certainly high quality, the 49ers. There's no doubt about that. But I think this is a really, really – this is the only game at 1 o'clock that – like outshines the Bills-Ravens game. So I'll take the Saints. I'll take the home team -2.5. Pick one. Pick two. Dolphins are getting 5 at the Jets, and I'm all about the Dolphins on that. I think the Jets are a joke.
Wow.
The Chiefs getting 3 at the Patriots. Sure. I think the Chiefs are a better team at this point. I know we're not supposed to ever pick against the Patriots because, you know, we've all done this dance many times with them. But I'm prepared to suffer the consequences There really will be none. But I'll take the Chiefs.
Let's think of some consequences.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want that.
What do you got in mind?
I don't know.
All right. I'll take Seattle.
You have to babysit.
I'll take Seattle getting a point at the Rams.
Whoever wins. No, I'm six games behind. Unless you want to start over. You want to reset the scoreboard.
Why would I?
I will propose.
Why would I want to do that?
Make it two for one.
You did that.
I will babysit your kids.
My kids drive.
So if they get up and leave, you can tell me as the parent. You can tell me if that's okay. I'm the babysitter. I'm in charge.
Holy cow! I just realized Leo's going to be driving in 2 months. Jesus! What the hell happened? All right, anyway,
I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay, thanks.
I'll do it. I'll go over there, be an adult supervision. Kids need that. Kids need adult supervision. Positive. Mm.
These kids,
I'll do it for someone else.
Do not need adult supervision from you.
What?
They just don't.
Joe, would you take that personally? What does that even mean? What does that even mean?
That is, it's just a thing to say. I mean, really, I don't.
What am I going to do?
I don't mean it.
What are you going to do? Smoke dope?
You're going to
hey kids,
you're going to watch YouTube videos of old football games and check your fantasy rosters, and they'll be
a horrible influence.
They'll be upstairs playing Red Dead Redemption or something. I don't know.
It sounds like. They shouldn't supervise me, actually.
Yeah, that's maybe more like it. All right. I have a college pick to still get you. It's Ohio State, because, you know, I have that too. I'm riding the Buckeye train here. I won with them last week. I'm going to keep going. They're giving 15.5 in the Big Ten championship game. I guess that's what this is. It's in Indianapolis at the, whatever the hell the name of that place is, Lucas Oil Stadium. Okay.
Field.
It's Wisconsin. They're playing Wisconsin. So I'm going to take Ohio State.
I have that too. Wasn't that 15.5 last week, the same number?
No, their game last week was only 8.
8.
Ohio State, Michigan.
They won like 59-27?
They won easily, yeah.
That was a rocking chair.
Yeah, mostly.
I had Utah State last week, and they covered.
Yeah.
They might have been 15.5 or 11.5. Yeah. They covered by like a point or two.
All right. Good to know.
I had Ohio State and New Orleans. But now I don't want to have either one. I'm too far behind. Okay. It's week 14.
Well, you better scramble. That's what having a lead does for you. Takes you out of your game plan.
If I lose, fine. But I'll take New England because you're not. And I'm getting New England -3 at home in this. You know, okay.
Okay. Yeah, admit, you know, if you're in the position you're in, it makes sense to take the Patriots at home.
Right?
Right.
You're sort of...
Right.
Begging
I'm daring you to do it. Yes.
I have to find a new college game. I guess I will. I'll take.
Want me to help you with that?
I'll take two teams. Wisconsin. I will take two teams that are playing for something. I guess it's really not the other. I'll take one team that is playing for something against a team that isn't. Even though I sort of think of myself as the person who would do the opposite of that. But I'm going to take the Steelers at Arizona -1.
All right.
The guy throws the ball downfield. Hodges,
yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. The running back isn't supposed to be all of that, this Benny Snell going in for Connor.
Yeah.
But so what? He's a running back. Don't we know that?
Yeah.
So what?
We do.
So it's not going to come down to that.
I want to say it hasn't really come up. I mean, it's come up, but it's never really been like the time for me to like squeeze this in. But I'll do it here during your picks. I think there's almost no chance Hodges is really good.
Yeah, you tend to be like that about.
Yeah, it's just one of the, I think
Matt Barkley.
I think he's probably terrible.
Minshew, you said
right,
that about.
Right. I have no respect for these flavor of the day, flash in the pan, nobody. Camouflage duck call weirdos.
Brady, you were this way?
Sure, of course, right away. Like,
he can't be good.
He's a joke.
He can't be good. He was in the sixth round.
Right.
Okay, well, hey, you're right sometimes. Do you think similarly that the first round quarterbacks will all be good?
No.
Duck Hodges and the Steelers, -1 at Arizona. Did we ask Matt Harmon? No, we didn't. One of my start-sit questions for Matt Harmon was... Kyler Murray or Ryan Fitzpatrick? What do you think?
Kyler Murray.
Really?
Yeah.
fits against the Jets? He's gonna throw for like 600 yards against the Jets.
You can't trust him in the fantasy playoffs. Maybe it's because I've been burned once by him in the fantasy playoffs but he is prone to a game that'll get you killed any moment.
It doesn't matter that it's the playoffs.
Right. He's not going to know, Joe.
Don't you want to win the other games, too? It's not his playoffs.
Right.
It's your playoffs.
He doesn't know what the hell the playoffs are.
What do you have?
He's never been to the playoffs.
What do you have this week, by the way? How much action do you have this week?
I have nothing. I'm in the playoffs in two leagues, and I have a bye in both of them. And our February Fixed League, which is season long, there's not really much of a race going on there.
I don't even know how it's going.
I threw together on the message board like how far behind everybody
is.
Yes. Nobody's even close. So it's going to be me versus whoever Brad is in week 16. So I'm just waiting for week 16 for the finals.
I love whoever Brad is.
You versus Brad. No, it's 2 weeks. Two weeks.
Two weeks. So I'm waiting for week
15. Next week. You'll play him a 2 week final. Right. You think it's going to be Brad?
He has an 80-point lead.
I know Brad.
Yeah, you know him. Brad Collins?
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah, Brad. Great guitar player. Brad, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll have to say I have nothing this
week. Joe, I have 8 games this week.
8?
8. 7 have Jackson on.
Is that half your leagues?
I'm in 14.
So more than half.
But the 14 includes Guillotine, and I'm in that final 4. And I'm not counting that. That's not one of the 8. Or is it? Maybe it is. I have another one that's the final week of the regular season this week. Need to win. I do not have Jackson there. I had the losing season in Bulldogs League. Nice. And then a couple other like points leagues that are a little different. I'm not counting any best ball like February Fix. I've got 8 playoff games this week. Jackson is on 7 of those teams. And I'm going to the stadium.
I love now how it's my league.
Yeah, it's your league now.
My league, yeah.
Yeah. So you're here, so I'll refer to you because you are here.
I could win it.
So if he breaks like an 80-yard touchdown run in the game, you'll be the one person screaming his head off?
I'm going to, right now, only the two of you and the reporter from Channel 7 will see the move. This is what I will do physically. You are going to see what I do if that happens in the Bills game.
I really don't need a preview. Okay.
I have to say what I was doing because it's going to seem like I was doing something bad. I'm just going to sit back in my seat and fold my arms.
He was flexing the Aaron Rodgers title belt move.
No, he wasn't. There's no cheering in the press box. Just
a discount double check. Right.
Tennessee -3 at Oakland. Tennessee is doing a lot of good things. They are scoring a lot with Tannehill. Derrick Henry, I know he's a running back, but he's been great. And he's playing, by the way. Like he's back to practice. Whatever. They're just going slow with him, right? They're doing a thing. Remember last year, fantasy players. Remember last year, Derrick Henry in December? Incredible. And he is killing it for them. So I'll take Tennessee -3 at the Raiders. The Raiders are, not bad. They've been winning at home, 6-6, but I like the Titans there. And I will take the Rams, Rachel's fresh picks, the Rams -1 over the Seahawks.
Right. That's why I went with Seattle. I knew you were going to take. No, I had these written down ahead.
You had Seattle? You said Seattle?
Yeah. And I had it before you did your Rachel's fresh picks. It was not just an answer to your fresh pick.
Let's pick tonight's game.
I wanted it.
I'll pick tonight's game.
For college?
Yeah.
Okay, what is that again? I knew I looked at it and there were like 6 lines for it.
Utah -6.5 against Oregon. Utah's good.
You're not just going to take Baylor over Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship game?
No, I'm not. In fact, earlier this year, I took Oklahoma over Baylor in the regular season game and Baylor covered. They were up 28-3 and lost. Worst case scenario for me. They lost, and they lost, like, horribly, and they still, like, covered the spread.
Right.
So I just did a bad thing personally and bet against Baylor, quotes.
Right, yeah. Right. All right.
So Utah's good. I'll take Utah -6.5 over Oregon.
Okay.
Utah is, a playoff, fringe playoff team.
Yeah, that's right. They're in that top 7.
They're 5th right now.
Right, they're 5th. Yeah. They would have a shot at it if they won tonight. And it went weirdly tomorrow.
Sideways tomorrow, yeah. Right.
Georgia, whatever. Is one of those teams going to fall out? LSU plays Georgia.
Yeah,
they're both in it.
Right.
So would Utah probably get in if they won the night, like, nicely?
I've seen a lot of debate on who would get in between Utah and Oklahoma. Because Utah has not beat a ranked opponent yet.
Oregon's ranked, right? Or are they
not? Oregon's 13th.
So that's something. That's a big game for them. It's also the conference championship.
Right.
It's at the 49ers stadium. It's supposed to be very windy. Could have asked Kevin Roth about that one earlier.
Well, you didn't know until just now that you cared about this game at all.
The MAC final, is that? Is that no, that's right. The MAC, I was going to pick Ohio State. Isn't the MAC game tomorrow, too? Miami of Ohio and Central Michigan? Is that the game?
I don't know, but it would make sense if it is. But I have not looked.
Noon tomorrow for that one.
All right,
coming up, we have John Clayton on with us every week talking about the Bills, the Ravens. John Clayton has been like high on the Bills like all year. He's like, guys, it's going to be 11 wins.
Yeah.
At times right. when it, yep. like they lost to Cleveland, he's like, I still think it's going to be 11 wins.
Yeah.
So he's looking pretty good for that.
Yes, he is.
Before we get to that, though, a few words about the Woodhouse Day Spa, buffalo.woodhousespas.com, 458-5700. I love the Woodhouse. Numerous wonderful treatments, massages, and much more at the Woodhouse on a mission to relax America. How about that? It sounds pretty ambitious, but see for yourself. It's super nice in there. And you might just be thinking about a gift or a gift card for someone else. The Woodhouse is a perfect idea for that. If you buy a $300 gift card, by the way, you'll receive with it an exquisite cable knit blanket. We have one of these at home. It's like super comfortable. Just sort of fall asleep with this blanket. That's yours with a $300 gift card purchase at the Woodhouse. That's for in-spa purchases only, invalid, of course, only while supplies last. I think you'll love the Woodhouse. If you don't feel like that's your cup of tea, I'm sure someone you know would love it. So that's, again, the gift card idea. But, you know, be like I was when I went there. I didn't know anything from massages or any of that stuff, but it felt really good, and it was also smart. I liked that it was smart, and I could learn something about the science of it all. The Woodhouse Day Spa, Main Street, Williamsville.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.